Alt NPR.
Support for this NPR station podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
The following is an excerpt from Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, visit toeradio.org.
All right, so there's this bar I like to go to when I get off work, and basically the reason I like to go there is, like, it's not filled with a lot of Hill staffers and lobbyists and stuff. I just go there, chill out, have a couple beers. But the other night, man, it was like the entire Canon House office building just showed up there. There's this group of snotty people at the end of the bar that are all just kind of like hooting and hollering, you know, they're all gassed up over something. You know, they get all these whiskeys, and they're all, like, toasting, like, yeah, to Dubai, woo, you know, down their shots and stuff.
Dubai?
Yeah, they're like, woo, Dubai, all right. So, just kind of grab my beer, and I saunter down the end of the bar where all these people are, and this is one guy I kind of recognize. He's, like, a Democratic staffer for Congressman and we kind of know each other by sight, but not really buddies or anything. And I was like, hey, what's happening? He's like, yeah, man, you hear about the Dubai thing? So I'm like, yeah. And he's like, man, it's awesome. Like, the Democrats are finally coalescing, man. They're going after Bush. So he pounds on the bar. He's like, we're going to make Bush use his veto. We never have the Democrats together on anything, and now we're all together. We're all totally marching on this. And the elections are coming up, and, man, this is just, woo! You know, he grabs a shot glass, woo! You know, downs a shot. And I'm like, I know a couple of people that know a bit about, you know, Homeland Security, ports, Coast Guard, like all that, you know, maritime transportation. And from what I know, basically this is a legit deal. There's lots of foreign companies that operate at ports, and it's like been going on for years, and Singapore does it, China does it, I mean, Venezuela does it, man, and we're not, like, big fans of Hugo Chavez, right? Nobody's ever said anything about them, but all of a sudden, you know, this, I'm just like, yeah, I don't know, man. So I'm kind of, like, looking at him like, yeah, you know, okay, buddy, you know. And I grab my beer, and I go back to my seat. I sit down, and they're just still jumping up and down, being crazy. And I kind of look over my other shoulder down the other end of the bar. Guy's sitting there, and we kind of lock eyes, and he just raises his glass to me and kind of to the people at the end of the bar, tips his glass and says, and I could see a mouth like, to Dubai. And I'm like, wait a minute, that guy's a Republican, and he works for the administration. So why is he toasting to Dubai? So I, you know, grab my beer, and now I go to the other end of the bar. I walk over there, and I'm like, hey, man. And he's like, Dubai is the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party, man. I'm even more confused now than I was taught on the other end of the bar, right? So I said, you know, what do you mean? And he just kind of, like, puts his arm around, and he's like, man, we've been getting killed on Iraq and the NSA spying thing and Abramoff. We've been just, like, fending off all these attacks. But the Democrats, like, never really came together on any of those things. But now, this Dubai ports deal, man, now they're all coalesced against us. So I said, you think it's a good thing that Democrats are all united against you? And he's like, yes! And I'm like, why? He said, because their argument is totally racist, and they're wrong. The thing that is pulling them together is racism against Arabs, and we can actually beat them over the head with saying that they're racist, and that's why they oppose the deal. This is, like, beautiful. And then he just starts laughing hysterically, right? And he goes, Joe, come here. Buy all those guys a shot. Buy them all a shot. Hey, do you want a shot? And I said, like, yeah, sure, man. So, you know, I take the shot, and we slam our shot glasses down, and he puts his arm around me and says, you know, I like you, man. You gotta know, you know, this isn't no conspiracy on our part. It's just, we're just taking advantage of the situation. Right, so I go back to my seat, and I'm just kind of like sitting down. I'm staring at my beer, trying to process this whole thing. Like, you know, both sides think they got the winning thing, and I do think the Republican guy is probably right that the Democrats are being racist. I do think that the Democrats are right that at least they're all coalescing about something. I'm like, wow, this is just, you know, a lot of stuff. And all of a sudden, I hear like the door opens, and all these girls come in, and they're like, Yeah. And then it's like more pandemonium, and I turn around and they're like, ah, and they come up to the bar and they're kind of like on all sides of me and they're like jumping up and down, woo-hoo, screaming, Joe, shots. So one of the girls like hands me a shot. She's like, shot. And I'm like, all right. I grab it and I hold the shot up and I go, Dubai. And she's like, who's Dubai? And they're just like some drunk girls from Georgetown that had nothing to do with anything.
You've been listening to an excerpt from Benjamin Walker's Theory of Everything. For more information, an audio archive, and a blog, visit toeradio.org. Also, visit the Public Radio Exchange, where the Theory of Everything got its start. You can too, at prx.org.
Alt.